The Saints wrap practice for the regular season and get set for the finale on Sunday. Stay with us. The New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap starts right now. Saints head coach Sean Payton placed a new blank banner here in the Osher Sports Performance Center, and New Orleans fans are hoping that here soon it says NFC South Champions 2017. Hi again, everybody. I'm Sean Kelly with John DeShazer. Welcome inside the Osher Sports Performance Center, where the Saints wrapped up regular season practices today, both inside and outside, as they also prepare for an outdoor venue, as we've talked about on Sunday. John, hard to believe this is it. The postseason lies ahead after that final regular season game on Sunday.
Yeah, looking forward to it, though. I mean, there's a lot of excitement going into this one because of the stakes, because of the opportunity to win a division championship, because the Saints are in the playoffs again for the first time in a few years. Haven't been there since 2013. So a lot of excitement in that locker room and in the city.
Yeah, there was no celebrating or anything different about this Friday practice. Kind of, John, the usual schedule here for the Saints heading into the road weekend.
Yeah, they're pretty much handling it business-like, and that's what you want to see. You want to see guys just pretty much in their same routine, going about things the exact same way, because they still have more preparation to do. This isn't the end for this Saints team. They're going on next week, so they got to be on point. They still have to go through their preparation, and they've got to keep the mindset of another week, another work week.
Yeah, the team goal, obviously, win that championship here in the division. Otherwise, we still have milestones ahead of us, John, for individuals, including Michael Thomas, who's got two big ones possibly on the line this weekend.
Yeah, if he catches another couple of passes, that will give him 100 for the season. That will make him the first Saint to have 100 receptions in a season. And also, he needs about five more to surpass Jarvis Landry for the NFL record for the receptions in his first two seasons. He has 190 right now. He needs to get five to get 195.
Yeah, Thomas reflected on those two marks in the season as it's played out earlier today in the Saints locker room.
It's a blessing just to be in that position, to have that opportunity, and then just thankful for the support system I have, the people around me, the opportunity to be in this position. I'm just real grateful and blessed.
I know you said coming into the season you have some goals that you don't necessarily like to share, but are you approaching some of those things?
You always want to set real high goals and challenge yourself to get to those. I feel like when you play this game, you have to have a plan. I feel like I have a plan to be one of the top guys in this league at this position. So, I mean, it doesn't come overnight. You know, it's a long season. It's a process. It's ups and downs. But if you stay the course and follow directions, stay disciplined, I feel like, you know, good things happen and sky's the limit.
Of course, Thomas has been battling some nagging injuries, John, but all signs point to him playing and being ready to go on Sunday.
Yeah, he was on the field during the portion of practice that we were able to see. We know he's been dealing with a hamstring issue for the last couple of weeks, really went through some maintenance on Wednesday and Thursday and was not on the field while we could see it. Now, he was listed as a limited participant in practice, but we didn't see him really doing much of anything. But today he was out there on the field.
What else did you notice about the on-the-field portion today that we were able to watch?
Well, we saw some guys back. I mean, we saw Kasim Edebali, who is now with his team, Haole Kakaha, gone on injured reserve, so he's out for the season. Kasim Edebali back with the team. No Teron Armstead, and that does not look really good. Usually he's a maintenance issue on Wednesday and maybe Thursday, and then you'll see him go through a little bit of preparation on Friday. But the left tackle not out there today. Again, that's not something we're accustomed to seeing, and you know, we just don't know how that's going to go. Again, we mentioned that Michael Thomas was back. That was good to see him running around on the field. No Michael Humanoa-Nui, so the Saints might be down to three tight ends because Garrett Griffin does look like he's going to be back, but no Human on the field today. So if he's not available to go on Sunday, the Saints will be with three tight ends.
Yeah, you mentioned Edebali, John. He seemed energized today to be back with the Saints team after being a part of the 7-9 seasons. Now he can jump back into the fold here with a playoff team.
Well, he watched all the heavy lifting go on while he wasn't here. But, yeah, he was around for some lean seasons around here. And he was a guy who was always a ray of sunshine, a kid who was upbeat and extremely happy and thankful to be here. But now to be able to walk back into the situation where the Saints are 11-4 and on the verge or the cusp of winning a division championship when he was through some of those seasons where the Saints obviously weren't so successful, really nice for him.
All right, Edebali in the locker room today with those media members that he spent a lot of time with over the last couple of years.
So, you know, I know the whole organization and how they, you know, everybody for the last 3 years just wanted to be great. And you could see it. Guys want to be great. But it never ended up the way they wanted to. So, you know, seeing how the organization is now and winning, everything. I'm excited, and I'm excited to be part of it right now.
Head coach Sean Payton said that the vision right now for Edebali and his return would be as a sub-rusher and possibly a participant in the kicking game. John, I don't know if there's any clear indication as to whether or not he would be able to contribute to the Saints on Sunday at Tampa.
Well, I think that's a pretty big ask to have him come off the street and be ready to contribute on Sunday. Now, is it possible? Yes, but it sounded like Coach was a little bit doubtful about having him out there on Sunday.
All right, last regular season practice. As John mentioned earlier, there's still more work to be done. Practices still to be had. But as we go into the final regular season weekend, John, you can't help but think about the arc of a season at this point. And in some ways, it seems like yesterday that this campaign started, and in other ways, it seems like the full 16, 17 weeks. It's almost two different mindsets with this team. The way they came into camp and the sense of urgency that they worked through in August and early September, and then the way they've played here in the last couple of months. They're not too far off, but there's a distinct difference.
Oh, that's a heck of a difference. I mean, think about it. When we came out of training camp, there were a lot of high hopes because of the way the Saints had played during the preseason. And then to fall flat those first two games, even though those were two quality opponents, Minnesota and New England, but still the way they happened and the way the defense was shredded and the way the offense was not producing, everybody got a little bit down on this team. And then all of a sudden they run off eight straight and get right back into the thick of it.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a T-shirt that's running around this facility right now, and on the back it says, "Find your desperation." That could have been the theme earlier in the season, and then it seemed to be enjoy the game, you know, find your joy. And Vaughn Bell shared with us today the moment in time that maybe the two mindsets intersected with one another and the whole season started to flip in the direction that John described.
Start flipping around when we beat Miami. When we were on the road, we beat Carolina. Beat Miami. We got on the road. It came back. We won again. And that's when it really started flipping. We played Detroit, too. And we just started like, man, we're playing for each other. Man, it's having fun out with guys, making plays. We out here. That's when we start posing. You know, we start doing the group photos and stuff like that. It's around that stretch. That's when we just start letting it loose and just having fun, just really buying in. The coach loves to be us. And we really start showing our personalities out there and just letting it loose. So you see the results now.
All right, don't forget, kickoff on Sunday. It's now 3:25 Central Time on Fox. Travel day for you and the Saints tomorrow, John. All the best, and let's go get this last one here.
Yeah, check out NewOrleansSaints.com. I have to remind you for the injury report because you'll get a better idea of who might be in or out for Sunday's game. But we're really looking forward to this one on Sunday. I mean, it's been a couple of years now for this kind of enthusiasm to be running through the building, through the city, through the franchise. I mean, three straight 7-9 seasons, and to now be 11-4 and have a chance to win a division title. Quite the flip from last year.
No doubt. No doubt. All the best.
All the best.
Oh, and Happy New Year, too.
You too, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Saints fans, same to you. Happy New Year. We'll see you next week, of course, right here at NewOrleansSaints.com.